Reese, we got there in the end.
Yeah, we did. It's like I said to you before, win games, that's all you need to do in this league. Win games, keep clean sheets, everything takes care of itself. So I thought they played really well today, to be fair, Curzon. Probably had the majority of possession, but didn't really hurt us when they had the opportunities to. I think they just looked a threat from set plays, really. We had numerous chances, I thought, in the throughout the game that, you know, maybe 1-0, not flattered, but I wouldn't say flattered them, because I did think they played really well. But, you know, on another day, if we check the 3-4 chances that we had, and like I say, there was clear cut, it looks a completely different story. But I think it's a bit of a contradiction when you say that you had 3-4 chances, because if you take the first one, the whole complex of the game will change. So do you know what I mean? That's a false thing to say. But like I say, over all of the game, I thought we done well to win. So
David Sayers took his winning goal ever so well, didn't he?
Yeah, he's just a threat in the box. He's always been the same. He's put the ball in. What a ball from Josh Gillies, though. That's obviously the quality that he's got. He put it literally on a sixpence, and you know, we've all attacked it, and thankfully Sayers has got the last touch. And you know, I've got to say, since I come here, he's the one person that I really enjoy playing with. I enjoy playing with all of them, but Sayers, it just gives you that little bit more of freedom as a striker when you've got two up there and you work together. And not only that, he's played, you know, at a really high level. Play loads of league games, so he can only help me. I mean, you know, you're always learning, and he's a credit to himself. I'm absolutely buzzing for him.
From your own personal point of view, you might have had a frustrating afternoon because the referee seemed to be awarding one or two free kicks against you that you might not have liked.
I just said, to be fair, I actually thought that ref was one of the best ones that we've had. Me personally, we've had here. I said to him, I'm a mom's lot. I never dive for that one. He caught me, and the lad said that he caught me. But look, he's got a job to do. If he feels that it was a dive, that's fair enough. But the end of the day, you know, we've got the 3 points, and that's all that matters. So, you know, I thought overall I played well. You know, I had the two chances in the first half, the two strikes on goal, and you know, if that one where Josh had missed the drops a little bit more, I probably would have scored. But look, like I said to you the other week, I just want us to keep winning. You know, in my head, I've got a target to aim for, and it means I've got to score one more goal to get to my target. So hopefully that happens before the end of the season. But 3 points, that's all it matters.
Will that target be achieved on Tuesday night in your old club?
Hopefully, yeah. You know, look, and obviously it's the old cliche, if it goes out the window when you play against your old club, but I genuinely am. I'm gutted to see where they are. But that's because of, you know, the way that the decisions that were made there. I don't think they replaced me. They got rid of, obviously, Ellis Dini, who for me is one of the best midfielders in this league. You know, and I think they've suffered a little bit for it, possibly. But you know, Mike Fowler is there, and Rickus, I think they're both capable of pulling them out. But I think they lost again today, so I'm gutted for them. I'm going to see where they are. But at the end of the day, this is my club now. This is where I play. This is where I'm enjoying and I'm loving playing football. So, you know, it sounds really bad, but I don't care about them. I do care about them, but not on Tuesday. So, I'm looking forward to it.